Good hello everyone, and welcome to a quick, or hopefully quick, tutorial on implementing vocoders in Reaper. Today I'm going to show you three different vocoder plugins, one that comes with Reaper and two that don't. I'll be concentrating on RevoCode, which comes with Reaper, it's also my least favorite of the three, MDA TalkBox, and MDA Vocoder. These last two plugins are completely free, and I'll also be showing you a couple of different ways to drive these vocoders. I'm not going to get too far into the theory of what vocoders do and how they work, or why you would want to use one over something like a harmonizer, which are generally format-based and have some additional processing. This is going to be simply a straight audio vocoder. These vocoders don't even have their own synthesizers. Some do. These don't. These are strictly audio plugins. So we have two inputs that have to be driven, a modulator and a carrier. The modulator source generally is your voice, or whichever source you want to be superimposed over the qualities of the carrier input, or rather the other way around. The carrier generally would be something like a synthesizer, or a drum loop, or a guitar, or some random sound that you want to talk or sing, or generally be modulated by whatever happens to be on the modulator input. So the first thing I'm going to show you is the RevoCode. Now this is a 4-channel input, so you need to use sidechaining to make it work. I'm going to be using Windows and NVDA. The process will be similar on Mac. The real difference will be how you actually interact with the track I/O dialog to change the source and or destination audio channels. So in order to make this work, I need three tracks. The first track will have the vocoder on it and will be a 4-channel track. Then I need a track with my microphone on it and another track that for now I'm going to put Resynth on. Resynth is a very basic tone generator that gives you sine, triangle, square, saw waves, those sorts of things. Not very exciting and really not the best thing to use, but it'll work for now for this particular demonstration. It's a lot more fun when you're using vocoders to have something that's monophonic, something that you can put portamento on, do some solos, and that sort of thing. I'm not really going to get into any of that. I'm just going to show you how this works. And let you sort of do the experimentation that you may or may not want to do. So, first thing we're going to do is create a track, call it vocoder. There are already two tracks in this project because I'm recording this in Reaper as I'm actually using Reaper to demonstrate what Reaper is doing, because Reaper is just cool like that and allows you to do such things. So, the first two tracks I have here, one is my microphone and the other is simply the speech track for my synthesizer, my speech synthesizer. So we have the microphone,
one big arm, zero items,
and the speech.
Two speech arms, zero items.
So I'm mostly just going to ignore those tracks for now. I'll make a third track,
track, two, track name, edit,
and call it vocoder.
Track two. Three vocoder, zero items.
Now, before I actually insert a vocoder on this track, I need to make sure it's a 4-channel track. So we're going to go into the track I/O dialog by pressing I. After making sure that the track is highlighted,
three vocoder, zero items.
I'm gonna press I.
Routing for track three vocoder dialog. Property page DB edit selected plus 0.00.
Now I'm gonna tab until I hear it say track channels and change that number to 4. It's currently set to 2.
Pan edit selected center. Width edit selected 1 track channels. Combo box 2 collapsed.
Okay, there it is.
4.
So change that to 4. And now I'm going to escape out of this dialog.
Unsave project Reaper v5.6.
And make another track. Yes, I'm using an old version of Reaper. I'm using 5.62. Sue me. Okay, so another track, we're going to call this modulator.
Track name edit, blend.
Modulator.
Track 2. 4 modulator, 0 items.
And this next track, I'm simply going to insert Resynth into the track. So I'm going to go to the insert menu.
The media file.
And go to
virtual instrument on new track. CTRL plus insert V.
Virtual insert on new track.
Insert virtual instrument on new track. Clear filter. Combo box collapse.
And
selection removed.
Type Resynth into the box.
List 1 list VST. Resynth. Cocos 1 to 1.
And there we go. It should be automatically armed, and we should have a nice default. Sine wave, which is really pretty useless for vocoders. If you want to get any sort of intelligibility at all, you really need something that's rich in harmonics. And so for that, I'm going to use a saw wave. So let's go to the Resynth parameters list. And here I'm just going to press P and get to the automatable parameters.
Five Resynth arms, zero item.
Mac users, maybe one day you'll get this. I hope so. Anyway.
FX parameters dialog for release 2, attack 1.
Attack,
release two, square, three.
Square. The thing I want is the
saw. Four.
Saw. I'm going to turn that to 100%. You may or may not get better results depending on what you're doing if you do something like, say, 75% saw, 25% triangle to add just a little bit of bottom end.
Wet 15.
Oops.
Attack release saw four value.
Go back to that and turn it up.
1.0
to saw, and now we should have a nice loudish saw wave. So I'm going to turn that down a bit, so that it doesn't overdrive the crap out of the carrier.
Parameter triangle 5 volume syndicate volume values -6.7 -6.02.
So the volume by default is at -6.02 dB, not -6.0, but -6.02. Got to have that little bit of headroom, I guess. So I'm going to turn that down to
-8.40 -9.37 dB -9.92 -8.9 -9.02 dB.
-9.02 dB. Yeah, sure. Okay. And we're done with that.
Unsafe project.
Actually, I just thought of something else. I don't want this plugin to respond to velocity as it currently is. I want all the dynamics to be pretty solid coming into the vocoder. So what I'm going to do is actually go back to this track, and I'm going to cut resynth out, and I'm going to insert one of the velocity scaler plugins and set the minimum velocity and the maximum to 127 so that the dynamics are constant coming in. So I'm going to cut this. I'm going to add
effects to list one list.
Go to all plugins.
Combo box, list one preview, instruments, level zero, all plugins, expand, list one combo box.
Or perhaps all plugins, that works too. And we'll add, let's go do a search for velocity.
List one, JS, MIDI velocity and timing humanizer 1 to 5. JS, MIDI velocity control 2 to 5.
MIDI velocity control, that's the one I want. So I'm going to go
JS,
here.
Unsafe.
And I'm going to go set the minimum.
FX for velocity add 2, velocity multiply, velocity, min velocity 3, value slider 0.0.
To 127.
127, parameter max velocity value slider 127.
And max to 127. Unsafe. Now I'm going to paste.
FX, VST.
Resynth back in here, and now we should have no velocity at all. And there is, in fact, no velocity response. Okay, so that'll work a little better coming into the vocoder, I think. And now I'm going to actually take this off of the master track, because if I don't, well, you're going to hear both the synthesizer and the vocoded output. So I need to make sure that both the modulator and the carrier are not going to the master send, which goes to the master bus in this case. If it were a folder, you'd probably want that because, well, we'll get into that later. So I'm going to go to the modulator track,
four modulator, zero items,
which is just my microphone. I'm also going to turn this up because it's going to be pretty quiet coming into the vocoder. So I'm going to turn it up by quite a lot.
2.55.
Say by, get it to like
8.20.
Now this is just the gain staging on the audio interface that I have may be different for how you're running it. So I'm going to go to
8.75.
Let's turn it up to that. Not quite 9 dB. Plus whatever the trim is on the input. So I'm going to go here and I'm going to go to the
routing
for track 4 and turn off the master send. Tab through until I get to that.
Track volume, track pan, phase, track width, phase, send, combo box, add, new set, audio, hardware, MIDI, hardware, out, combo box, send, receive, combo, master send, checkbox, check.
And there that is.
Activate, not checked.
So in NVDA, I just used NVDA plus enter. You can do that a few different ways. So I'm going to get out of this dialog and do the same thing for the track.
Unsafe.
That has the resynth on it.
Five race. Track width, track width, send, combo, audio, hardware, out, MIDI, hardware, combo box, send, receive, combo, master send, checkbox, check. Activate, not checked. Unsafe.
There we go. And now we won't hear any of those tracks.
Four modulators armed.
Now I'm going to arm and
normal
monitor the modulator track. Okay, so here's where the fun begins. I'm going to go back to the vocoder track.
Three vocoder, zero items.
And insert revocode.
FX, track three, add FX, clear, combo, selection room. List one, VST, revocode, cockles one.
There's revocode. Now, remember, this is a four-channel track, so I need to set up a pair of sends from the modulator, which uses tracks or channels 1 and 2, and the carrier, which uses channels 3 and 4. I don't know why, because it doesn't seem to actually process anything in stereo, though there is a stereo on and off switch in the plugin. I don't know. I didn't write it. I'm just the guy that uses it, except I don't use it much. Anyway, there's that. Vocoder has been added, so now I need to set up the sends. I'm going to go to, well, it's actually easier to do it from receives here, so I'm going to go back to the track I/O dialog, and I'm going to go to receives and set up a receive from channel or track 4, and another one from track 5.
Track channel, track volume, track pan, track width, phase, send, combo box, audio, hardware, MIDI, hardware, combo box, receive, combo box, 1, 2, 4, modulator.
Okay, now it's got a receive from modulator. Now I'm going to give one for the carrier, which is called resynth. I'll rename that track later.
1, 2, 4, 5, resynth.
Just for ease of use. Okay, so those sends are now there. I'm going to tab through until I find those receives and change the destination on the resynth track to channels 3/4. To do that, I'm going to highlight the delete button with Windows. If you highlight where it says the send name and then delete, press the context menu key on that. It'll come up with a menu that'll allow you to set the source destination channels, invert the phase, set the MIDI destination, set the effect behavior if it's pre or post fade, post fan, etc. I think I said post fan. It's hot in here. Pan, post pan. Yes. Anyway, there's that.
Receive from track 4 modulator. Delete button.
So there's track 4 modulator. I don't need to touch that one.
Edit. Receive from track 5 raise in. Delete button.
This is the one I need to change. So I'm going to press the context menu here.
Context menu. MIDI volume / envelopes and auto mute M. Phase / mono M. Destination audio channel 1 / 2D.
And I want destination audio channel. You can also set source, but in this case, that won't do any good. So I'm going to set the destination audio channel to 3/4. I suppose if you really wanted to, you could also use 3 or 4. But I'm just going to use both 3 and 4 because it's easier to get to.
Context menu. 1/2 check 1. 2/3 2. 3/4 3.
3/4.
Routing for track 3 vocoder dialogue. DP audio MIDI.
There we go.
Unsafe.
So now in theory,
2/1/1
if I go up here and mute this track that I'm talking to you on and play some tunes.
Unarmed.
That is, Revocoder is working to the best of its ability with the sound wave driving the modulator, the carrier input, and the microphone driving the modulator input, yeah.
Well, it's there, and it works, but it's certainly not my favorite sound. So what I'm going to do is attempt to improve that sound a little bit by going to the RevoCode parameters list and changing the number of bands. Now this thing claims, I am skeptical, this thing claims to have 144 bands of processing. I've heard 8 bands that sound better than that when you turn it all the way up. But, you know, that's what it says. So we'll go to the vocoder track, go to the parameters list.
FX parameter dry, 2.
Through the parameters in here, we have a wet and a dry. I'm not going to touch those.
MB bands, 3.
Number of bands.
Value, slider 8.
By default, it's set to 8. I'm going to turn it up to, if I turn it up to 144, it's going to be pretty loud.
5, 4.
So I'm not going to do that.
7, 10, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24.
Let's say
20, 29, 32.
32 bands.
Parameter, invert, 4.
Invert, which I think just flips the phase. It literally just flips the phase.
Stereo, 5.
Stereo on and off, which doesn't seem to do anything useful.
Mod dry, 6.
The modulator dry.
Bypass, 7.
And bypass wet, and 8. Wet. So those are all the parameters in here. Not a whole lot to mess with, but it's there.
Now that we have a few more bands, it sounds a little bit better, but not all that much in my opinion. Oh no. Now I've turned the slider all the way to the top. 144 bands, if this is to be believed, but I don't think it does. Whatever, man.
So that's the Revocoder. Not my favorite. Really, I don't like it at all, to be honest. But that's the one that comes with Reaper, and if you want to experiment with it, you can get some interesting noises out of it, I suppose. So now I'm going to show you how to route, or at least how I like to route. There are a bunch of different ways to do this for MDA Vocoder and MDA TalkBox, which only have 2 inputs, and so it's a lot easier to route. What I'm going to do is just delete all these tracks because there are a bunch of things I want to change, and it's just easier to just start from scratch. And I'm going to, instead of doing the track routing the way I did it, I'm going to use a folder, and I'll show you why in a minute.
2/3 vocoder, 0 light.
So I'm just going to select all 3 of these tracks and kill them.
4 modulate, 5 raise in, select an arm, 0.
Die.
3 tracks removed.
Okay, 3 tracks removed. Now I'm going to make a track, a dummy track, call it vocoder. That's going to be the start of the folder. When you're making folder tracks, it's a wonderful idea to have a track at the top that isn't going to be used for anything else. Some people also like to do this at the bottom. I don't. I think it's fine just to have a dummy track at the top. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to make a vocoder track.
Track 2, track name. Track 2, 3 vocoder, 0 items.
And make that a folder by pressing Shift plus Enter.
Folder.
Now I'm going to make 2 more tracks under it.
Track 2, track name edit.
Modulator.
Track 2, 4 modulator, 0 items.
And the carrier will be resynth again in this case.
Media file.
So I'm going to reinsert resynth.
Virtual instrument on new track.
Yes, there's an effect called reinsert. I'm not going to insert reinsert.
Insert virtual instrument on new clear filter. Combo box collapsed. Edit selected re-avocode.
Resynth.
List 1 with VST. Resynth. Combos.
There's resynth.
FX track 5 resynth dialogue DP.
With our boring default sine wave, which I don't want. So.
Unsafe. 5.
I'm going to go back in here and make that a saw again.
FX parameter least square saw triangle saw value slide 1.00.
And turn it down again.
Parameter triangle 5 volume 6.
Oh yeah, I also forgot that the velocity thing isn't there anymore either. See, I'm doing this from scratch because, you know, I didn't want to reconfigure all these tracks, but I could have saved a lot of time by not doing that. It's all about the tutorial, right?
Triangle 5.
So, I'm going to leave these parameters alone and turn the volume down a little.
Volume 6.
Again.
Volume minus 6 points, minus 9 points, minus 10 points, minus 9 points. Unsaved project 5 race.
And now I'm once again going to go back through here. This isn't necessary, but I like to do it. I'm going to go back here, cut this effect again because I realized that I forgot to put the velocity scale thing in there.
List 1 list VST.
So I'm going to cut resynth.
Add effects clear, comma.
And I'm going to go back to the velocity controller.
List 1, comma, clear filter.
Oh, got to remember to change it to all plugins because it's set to instruments now.
Comma, list 1, preview, level 0, all plugins.
So there's all plugins.
List 1 list, comma.
Velocity control.
List 1 JS, JS, mini velocity control 205. Unsave. FX for velocity, min, velocity, max, velocity, min, value, slider 0.
I'm going to set the minimum velocity to 127 again.
100, unsave.
And
FX.
Simply paste
VST.
Resynth back in here. And now we should have... Nice buzzy saw wave. Just what I wanted.
Unsaved.
So now, what I'm going to do
five race
is make sure this is the last track in the folder, which it isn't. There's no end to the folder, so I'm going to make that happen.
Folder.
By
end of folder.
Pressing shift enter until it says end of folder. So now we have three tracks.
Full free open folder, vocoder, zero items.
Start of the folder.
Four modulator, zero items. Five end of folder, race farm, zero items.
And the end of the folder. Now, I'm simply going to pan the modulator hard left and the carrier hard right. Now, with the revocode track, I wasn't able to do that because of how the sidechaining works. But in this case, it's really simple. And I could use the track IO dialog and set, you know, the destination, the source of carrier channels 1 and 2 to the destination of the vocoder's channel 2, because that's where the carrier goes, and then set the source of the modulator channels 1 and 2 to the destination of vocoder channel 1, because you can do mono and stereo sends. But for this demonstration, it's just way easier, I think, to use folders. The other advantage of using folders is if you want to duplicate a bunch of synths and vocoders and have a good old multi-tracking time, all you have to do is copy the folder, and all your routing is already done. And you can have as many as you want, so long as your tracks that you want to be armed actually are when you want them to be, and you don't have to worry about resetting up all that, because if you don't do it that way, if you use the sends and returns in the normal way and you copy the tracks, you'll have a bunch of different tracks going to the vocoder's inputs, and that's not necessarily something you want. So that's not something I did. It's a little easier to manage this way. So I'm going to go back to the vocoder track. Well, no, I'm not.
Four modulator, zero.
First, I'm going to go here and pan the modulator hard left, and I could use Reconsole to do this, but I'm just going to move the slider until it goes to the left.
1% left. 59%, 60% left. 100% left.
There we go. I could have also used the track parameters dialog to do that.
Five end of folder, resynth arm, zero.
I'm going to go to resynth and pan this hard right.
1% right. 100%.
There we go. Make sure this is armed.
Four modulator armed.
And monitoring.
Normal.
And it is. So, yeah, now you're going to hear basically two versions of me stacked
unarmed
a little bit. And for that, I apologize. So let me turn that off. Okay, so.
Free open folder vocoder.
Now it's time to add the vocoder. Now, in this case, since I'm using folders, I don't have to worry about turning off the parent send thing, because if I do that, the the tracks actually won't be sent to the folder, because when you make track folders, the checkbox, which was previously called send to master or master send, is now parent send, and I don't need to change that for this. So I'm going to insert the MDA talk box first.
FX, track free, add FX, list 1 list, JS, mini velocity control, the combo box collapsed.
Talk box.
C-N-K-L-A-T.
Type box. I can't type.
List 1 list, VST, not talk box, 1-1.
Okay, there we go.
FX, track.
There's the MDA talk box.
Unsaved.
It's inserted. There are no parameters worth talking about for this thing. The Q, the filters, and everything else are basically hard-coded and optimized for speech clarity. So unlike the Revocode or the MDA vocoder, there's a lot less you can actually do with it. And if that's the sound you like, great. If it's not, well, there are other plugins to play with. So I'm going to arm
four modulator, zero items.
The modulator
armed.
And the carrier.
Five end of folder, race and arm, zero items.
Which is already, I'm just changing the name
track
of this carrier track.
Track two, four, five end of folder, carrier arm, zero items.
And make sure that's armed.
Unarmed.
Which it was.
Armed.
Whoops.
Four, three, two, one, one.
And now, let's see if this works.
One, two, three, four. It works, but it's very quiet. So I need to turn the modulator up. Turn the modulator. Continuing, that may be a bit much. There we go. Now we have the MDA Talkbox vocoder on the track. As you can tell, it's a lot more clear than the revocoder was. It may not be the thing you want for all your vocoding needs, but for me, it's the one I go to most often as I please, when I just want a vocoder that works most of the time for any given thing I want to do.
So that's the basic sound of the MDA Talkbox. Let's see what happens if I add a triangle wave behind the saw. It probably will, you know, make it a little bassier. Let's see.
Boost 3-4 modulator.
I'm going to go back to resynth.
5 context med JS MIDI velocity control VST resynth effect release where 3 saw 4 value slide.
I'm going to turn the saw down
0.98
to 75%.
0.92 0.88 0.74 0.75.
Close enough.
For ramp triangle, 5.
And turn the triangle up.
0.04.
Just a little.
0.06. 0.26. 0.24. 0.25.
Okay, there we go.
Now we have a saw and a triangle, too.
Now we have a saw and a triangle, too, to make that bottom just a little more obvious.
Which is all fine and well. I actually think I prefer the saw wave by itself better. As a standalone deal. Well, of course you can add effects to that. You can make it a lot more interesting. So let's just do that. Add a chorus and a delay, not trying too hard to mix it and make it sound amazing, just to show you what that does to the sound. So I'm going to make two more tracks. I'm going to call one chorus and one reverb. So here's the chorus track. Or chorus, whatever. And here is the reverb track. Reverb.
Track two, seven reverb, zero item.
There we go. Now I'm just going to add...
Six chord. FX, track, add clear, combo.
Not, like I said, I'm not trying too hard to make this amazing, but just to give you an idea, I'm going to add a chorus effect to the chorus track, which only makes sense.
List one, list VST, chorus CH2, X8.
Chorus channel two, whatever.
Chord F1, six, seven reverb.
And for here, I'm going to add...
FX, add FX to track clear, combo.
Ambience.
List one, list VST, ambience, X86, mag.
To the reverb track.
Ambience, F1, save,
there we go. I'm not even going to bother changing any of the default parameters, except maybe the volume.
Six, five, and four, three, open, four.
Now I'm going to go to the vocoder folder and send it to both of these tracks. I'm going to send this to channel 6, or track
one,
6.
Two, four, five, six. Chorus.
And I'm going to send it to track 7.
One, two, four, five, six, seven. Reverb.
And there we go.
There we go. Now we have reverb and chorus on the vocoder, and it makes it sound so much better, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's just a basic reverb and chorus type thing. Now what I'm going to do is replace the resynth effect with another effect, which is called MDA Voc Input. And what this is basically it's a pitch tracker and a saw wave generator and also a noise generator that does some contouring so that you can have fun with vocoders with just your voice. So let's mute the reverb and chorus tracks because I don't want those there right now.
Two speed arms, zero, seven reverb.
Mute.
Muted, six chorus, mute.
And now I'm going to go back to the...
Five and the folder carrier arms.
Carrier input. I'm going to change the audio, the source to audio instead of MIDI, because if I don't, the pitch tracking won't work.
Context track and track automatic record arm.
So I'm going to go to the context menu and go to the
input deny, input MIDI check sub, input stereo sub, MIDI input mono sub,
input mono,
mic 1M,
mic 1,
unsaved platform 5 and the folder carrier arms,
which is channel 1.
0.05.
I'm going to turn the turn the volume up a little bit. There, yeah, it's echoing back through the vocoder now. So yeah, this is what happens when you have audio coming into both sides of a typical vocoder. It's attempting to superimpose the qualities of the same thing on top of the same thing. So it's, you have that sort of sound. Just what everybody wants, really, or not.
Three open, four modulator arms, zero item arms.
I'm gonna unarm that for now. All right, now I'm going to go to the carrier track.
Five and the folder carrier arms, zero items.
And replace the effect.
FX track five.
With.
JS MIDI velocity control.
Kill that. I don't need the MIDI velocity thing anymore.
List one.
So I'm going to add
FX, add effects that clear the combo box.
Voc input.
List one VST, iZone vocal synth, VST, Voc input 2 of 3.
There it is, Voc input.
FX, track.
Now,
unsaved floor modulator.
If I bypass the effect on track 3, which is the vocoder folder, you'll hear a really annoying buzzy noise on the right side.
FX.
And that's what it does by default. It gives you a signal that is pitched to whatever the parameter is set to. So I'm going to go in here and turn the vocoder back on now and arm the modulator again.
304 modulator, 0 items, armed.
And now this is what happens. This is the default state of the vocoder input plugin. Now I'm going to go back to that track and change a few parameters, including the tracking.
5 and the folder carrier, armed, 0 items.
So here's the carrier.
FX param pitch, 2.
So
tracking, 1 pitch, value, slider A1.
We have the pitch, which is set to A1 by default.
Edit selected 0.500, value parameter, combo box pitch, 2, collapsed.
Now when you have it in this mode, it gives you musical notes, but when you have tracking on, it does it in semitones, plus or minus whatever your actual source pitch is.
Breath, 3.
So we have breath.
S-thresh, 4.
S-thresh.
Value, slider 50%.
I'll show you what that does.
100.
When you turn the S-threshold up or down, it makes more or less noise come into the source and tries to intelligently figure out what is an unvoiced sound to make it a little clearer into the vocoder's input.
Param max red, 5.
So we have max frequency.
Value slider A2HZ.
Which is A2. In this case, it really doesn't matter.
Parameter.
But when you change the tracking, it does.
Bypass 6.
So we have bypass.
Wet, 7.
Wet. Just a few parameters in here.
Tracking 1.
So I'm gonna turn tracking
L1.
On, as I just did, and now it's tracking the pitch of my voice and sounding a whole lot strange because, of course, it is being mixed in with some noise and being fed into the vocoder. So I'm being completely processed by the vocoder and the input source. So
parameter pitch 2.
Let's change the
breath 3 value slider 20%. 100.
If I turn that all the way up, this is
0%.
All the way up, that's all the way down. I think that makes more of a difference when the S threshold is
parameter stretch 4, value 0,
somewhere other than where it is. Now I turn that all the way down, and as you can tell, the tracking is having some problems because when I get into unvoiced sounds, it tries to track that, and it is obviously modulating over the pitch of that tracking problem. So for this, you probably don't want to turn it all the way down. Also, the max frequency is being hit. I'm going well above A2. Oh, it's really, really breaking when I hit the higher registers. Wow.
Parameter.
Okay, so let's change the max frequency.
Max rate 5. Value slider A2HZ. A number 2HZ. D2HZ. C4HZ.
To something way higher.
D5HZ.
Ah, there we go. I just turned it all the way up. And, well, that's another thing you don't necessarily want to do all the time because, as you can tell, the tracking is now less accurate.
Parameter stretch 4.
Let me turn the S threshold up
2%,
a little more.
80%, 78%.
So that sort of thing, yeah, okay, I'll turn the max frequency down a bit because now it's just not tracking as accurately.
Parameter max rate 5.
And it's pretty obvious about it. By the way, this particular sound reminds me quite a lot of the Microsoft OneCore voices. Anyway,
bypass 6, max red, value slider A5.
Change the max frequency, it's set to A5 now, which gives me 3 more octaves than it did by default.
G number 10, F number 4HZ.
Well, I don't need that much.
F4HZ, D3HZ.
So I'll turn that down to there.
Parameter tracking, 1 pitch, 2, value.
And of course, you can turn the pitch down. And, there's the pitch down, what, like,
edit selected 0.2000. Value slider minus 14.
Minus 14 semitones. Why not? Okay. So that's basically how this works. Now, this particular plugin is actually supposed to be used with the MDA vocoder. So I'm going to swap this effect out for the MDA vocoder. When I press delete on the effect, it's going to allow the buzzy modulated saw wave thing to come right on through until the vocoder effect is activated again. So
unsafe project.
That's just how it's going to be.
Four modulator arms, 3 open.
So go back to the vocoder.
List one.
Track. Now I'm going to delete the plugin. Prepare for bad noises.
Add effects that lose combo. List one combo. Add effects. Selection of move. List one VST. Not vocoder 1-1.
And now I've added the MDA vocoder. This is the default state of that. With the tracking plugin feeding it, the routing is exactly the same, so I didn't have to change any of that. Now the MDA vocoder, unlike the talkbox, has several parameters you can play with. You can adjust the Q filter width. You can, or I should say the Q
of the filter, which of course adjusts the width of the filter. You can change the bands from 8 to 16, it defaults to 8 bands. I'll just show you the parameter list in here.
Unsaved, 2 speech, 3 open folder, vocoder, 0 items, FX for output, 2, mod in, 1.
Here's the modulator input.
Output, 2.
Output.
High through, 3.
High through.
Value, slider 40%, 100.
Which, by default, is set to 40%. If you turn it all the way up, basically what it does is it has a gate and a low-pass filter. And, it really isn't intelligent, so if there's nothing coming in on the other side, it will always pass the highs through, so you want to be careful about that. You definitely want to be careful about that. So we're going to turn that down a lot.
98%, 70%, 68%, 40%.
And back down to 40%.
Parameter high band, 4.
There's the high band.
Value slider 40%.
Which,
38%,
if you turn this
0%
all the way down, essentially makes all that go away. If you turn it all the way up, you get all this grainy weirdness. Remember that there are 8 bands of processing going on currently.
For envelope, 5. Filter 2, 6.
So,
mid-thread, 7. Quality, 8. Value.
Just for fun, let's keep that where it is and change this to 16 bands.
16.
And this is 16 bands, which broadens it out significantly, but of course also still has that grainy weird thing on the top end until I turn that down again.
Parameter mid-fill envelope, 5 high band.
Which I will now do.
Output, 2. High through, high band. 4. High through, high band. Value, slider 100.
There we go.
98%, 64%, 62%, 44%.
Turn that down to where it was before.
Parameter envelope, 5.
So the envelope parameter is interesting because it goes all the way from frozen to 10,000 milliseconds. So if I freeze it by pressing the home button here, what it's going to do is basically capture the last sound that I made. Vowel sounds work best, and keep it there forever. And then if I modulate with the microphone, it's just going to modulate that sound. So I'm going to go, and that's what that does. So we can go to
17.60.3 mb.
The higher it goes,
69.207.
Of course, the stranger things get, because it starts getting all mushy and weird.
364.
And then if you go much higher than that, it starts to become unintelligible.
479.
And you have to start talking slower just to be understood. And you have to start talking slower just to be understood.
See,
1,090, 1,000. And higher it goes, the stranger things get, and almost, but not quite, a reverb effect.
1,600, 6,000.
Let's go back to something a little more reasonable.
104.69.
Yeah, there we go. So, the MDA vocoder has this, but Revocode does not. Most vocoders actually have a freeze formant function, including almost all of the hardware units I have. But, not all of them. Just most of them. So I have several. Anyway,
unsaved, broad 4 modulator.
That's pretty much the MDA vocoder being used with the MDA vocoder input.
5-6 chorus muted, 0 items.
And of course,
unsaved,
I can add the effects back on and have a grand old time. But really, why bother?
So that's pretty much it for this tutorial, just a quick overview of a few different vocoders and a couple of different ways to drive them. I hope this answered some of your questions, and if not, feel free to ask more of them.